This is Broken to Barbell,
the podcast about three 20-somethings journey through fitness,
mental health, and everything in between. Broken to Barbell isn't just our name, it's our mantra.
It's a reminder of where we've been, where we're going, and how a barbell helped us change our lives. Welcome to our very first episode of Broken to Barbell. So in this episode, we want to cover our goals and talk a lot about like how we set them and how do we keep our goals and like actually meet our goals, and kind of I'm assuming all of the challenges go along with that. So
yeah, and setting sort of like an outline of how the podcast is going to follow our journey through our fitness.
It's for the very least at least this first year.
Yeah.
This is Tanner.
And I'm Sam.
And I'm Carly.
And the whole gang. We're all here.
We're all here.
So, Sam, start us off.
With
number...
How we should set
item
our goals
number
or why
one.
We set our goals?
I think why.
Okay. Why? I personally think that we should set our goals because it's going to give us a plan for how we're going to execute the rest of the year. It's going to hold us accountable and keep us focused on what we need to do.
Even from our little intro that we did a few weeks ago, and that wasn't even like a real goal kind of thing, it already, having this podcast made me feel more accountable because I was like, not going to go to the gym. And I was like, but then I have to tell Carly and Sam I didn't go to the gym or like eating chocolate and stuff. And so based on our short-term blogs. So I ate chocolate the one day.
I haven't cut out any dairy at all.
I stuck to my short-term goals, which I believe were cutting out dairy and pop. I've been drinking my coffee black. It hasn't been fun.
That is horrifying.
It's not as bad once you let it cool down, but when it's like piping hot, no way, I can't do it.
I think, I don't know, maybe I should start doing that, because I found new coffee cream and it's only 5 grams of sugar, so it like sweetens it enough, but I feel like it's a low enough gram of sugar.
Well, get the Trader Joe's coconut creamer.
Is that what you've been using?
I haven't been there yet, but I've been drinking it black, but once I get that, though, it takes the place of creamer.
Does it have any sugar in it?
I don't think so.
Is it like...
I also found almond milk creamer. They have that too. It's like a little, they have caramel, vanilla, and stuff like that. It's not as good as the same as the real stuff, but it's better than nothing. It's better than drinking it black.
Okay, so to give us a plan, we're going to create this structure for the year. So, like, what should we do first to do that, to get this plan for the year?
I think we should go into, like, what we're going to do daily for, like...
So you think like cutting out like candy and stuff is a good daily goal?
Daily goal.
Like, yeah. I didn't eat candy from the candy store today.
I would like to write up and give myself a daily routine, because basically I just float through life.
So like, what are your daily goals?
To wake up in the morning and do some type of cardio before work, and then pack my lunches, because usually I just... wake up and then roll out of bed and go straight to work. So I'm trying to give myself some more time in the morning to set the day up.
What do you do in the morning, Carly?
This past week, I've been waking up at 4:45 and going to spinning.
4:45? Wait, what?
Spinning's at 5:30. But so my daily goal is to be asleep in bed by 9:30, which with the dog that never happens, but that's my short-term goal. And I want to start eating breakfast before I leave my house, because I can meal prep breakfast, but if I eat it before I leave my house, like, that'll give me a better day, because then I started the day eating breakfast at home. Like, I'm not spending money at Avon Pain or Starbucks. Well, you know?
I feel like if you eat breakfast before, wouldn't that like help with your metabolism before you go spinning at 5 in the morning?
Yeah, but I feel like I'd probably throw it up.
Yeah, it just depends on how your body feels.
But I have been drinking coffee before spinning, so that helps me wake up.
You've got something in your stomach, yeah. I think for my daily goals, I think it's going to stay the same for my blog post. Like, sweets are my biggest weakness. But even I'd like am so lazy. I never meal prep. But they do have a vegetarian option at the cafeteria at work. So I'd get that a lot of the times. Or if not, like a chicken option. So it's... I'm sure some of it's not great for me, but the vegetarian's at least better than nothing. So
yes, I have vending machines that have Doritos in them that I really like to get a lot. So
I caved. I got a Crunch Bar out of the vending machine too one day. So I had two bad days.
Those damn vending machines.
Leading up. Yeah, my sleep schedule could be better too, like yours, Carly. I could be going to bed earlier probably. So then...
Okay. I should go to bed later, probably. I think I go to sleep at like 7:45.
I just love sleeping, so...
What should we do, like, weekly then? Okay, so daily goals are those little things. What is weekly?
Oh, another one of my daily goals is to finish my gallon of water, because I get, I have, usually at water? The end of the night, I have, like, 2 cups left, and I'm like, why can't I just drink this? And then I have, like, literally this much left. You can't see that on the, audio, but yeah, like 2 cups left every night, and I just wake up in the morning and still have 2 cups there.
That was a good suggestion from my brother. Like, we need to describe
things. Audio things.
Yeah, we have I to had this much left. Audio. Wait, how much?
So for weekly goals, I'm trying to make it to spinning or CrossFit every day of the week, but I need to not use spinning as an excuse to not do CrossFit. So we can access our CrossFit workouts at 5 p.m. the night before. And so I'll look at it and be like, oh, do I want to go to this tomorrow or not? And if it has like 100 burpees over the bar, I'm like, oh, I can go to spin instead. But my weekly goal for myself is to just bite the bullet and do the harder workouts, because it'll be better for me in the long run.
Yeah, mine is to get to the gym every day.
I like your nail, i.e. holy F, there are 50 burpees over the bar in the workout of the day. Better go spinning.
Another weekly goal is to limit my cheat meals. Because I'm trying to keep it clean. And then I go into like, oh, well, maybe I can track my macros. And if anyone doesn't know, there's this thing called IFYM. And it's if it fits your macros.
Is it an app?
No, it's like a diet lifestyle thing.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it's carbs, fats, and proteins. And you can eat Doritos if it's enough carbs. Like, you know what I mean? It just fits into... So you can basically eat anything as long as it fits. So
as
that
long
gives
as you're not
me...
going over the... It's almost like Weight Watchers, like a points thing. Okay.
It gives me excuse to eat crap when I know I need to be eating better. But I'm like, oh, well, it fits. So I'll just have a donut and then 6 coffees. And then I just won't eat... a dinner.
When I've been out drinking, I'm trying to drink alcohol instead of liquor, just because of the sugars and all that stuff. It's probably not any better for me, but it makes me feel better on the inside.
Alcohol instead of liquor?
Do you mean liquor instead
beer
of beer?
Instead of liquor. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
I was like, what?
That's what I mean, beer instead of liquor.
I love beer. But it's been 3 months now since I've drank.
Dang.
That'll be a weekly, daily, monthly, yearly.
Did I do my weekly? No, I didn't say
goal.
My weekly.
Yeah.
I think for me, for the week is at the very least exercising at the gym 4 days a week. But I also have, I have volleyball tonight. I'm not going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
So
right?
I need
and
to
then
like,
you tell yourself like, oh, I mean, like, what if my legs are sore?
Yeah.
You know?
And then I remember, oh, it's recreational level volleyball. Maybe I shouldn't care that much.
I do that when I have softball games. Like, oh, I don't need to go to CrossFit tonight because I have softball.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like running around the bases once is not the equivalent of a good workout.
Well, Tanner and I played volleyball yesterday, and I literally am having trouble moving.
I don't know why, but surprisingly, I was really sore too. Maybe because I'm feeling like under the weather, but
maybe.
I was like, Sam's a baby. And then I woke up this morning, I'm like,
I haven't played
I
for a year. And I just can't walk. Or do anything without crying.
Washing the dishes, crying. So now we've built up our daily goals. We've built up our weekly goals. How's that going to play out in a month's time? For me, I signed up. I always do better, and I'll say this probably every episode of this podcast, I do better with skin in the game. So I signed up for literally skin. I signed up for the Cupid's Undie Run in Pittsburgh, which I found out is only a 50-yard dash. It's not even a mile. But that's fine. I still have to be in my underwear in front of people, so that's a good enough like excuse for the next 2 weeks. So I think it'd be good for me for this 1 month time to really work on this, like trying to eat really clean the next 2 weeks. So, you know,
that you're feeling good. I feel good. 50 meters,
50 yards, 50 yards. In my underwear. What underwear should I wear for that?
The ones you have on right now.
Those, I thought about those. They're Under Armour with like red sports symbols. But I have also have red Calvin Klein underwear.
Those ones.
Ooh, yeah, those ones.
Definitely.
That seems. I also have. Well, I have tie dye Ralph Polo Lauren too that I tie dyed. They're pink and blue. I kind of like those too. Everybody be like, "Where'd you get those?" I'd be like, "I made them."
Not creepy at all.
So. So that's my 1 month after we set up goal one and two, and then one day and 1 week, and then we get into 1 month.
My 1 month would be my husband and I are going to start the Whole 30 tomorrow. So basically clean eating for one whole month, get away from this IFYM garbage, and eliminate dairy from my diet for good. So I know I need to do it. I just love it so much.
Well, I think... I don't really drink a lot of dairy because I drink almond milk.
I don't drink milk, but like, I eat cheese daily.
Yeah, cheese
is a hard one. I have, back before this, and I was like trying, I was like, oh, I'll buy it in bulk because it's on sale. I got a huge thing of mozzarella cheese and a huge thing of cheddar cheese. And sometimes I'll just like reach in the bag and eat a handful. Like, it's literally a massive bag of cheese. So, I don't know. I don't want to throw it out because I'm like, so cheap that it's like, no, I'm wasting food. But at the same time, it's like, never should have bought that in the first place.
I got like a tub of Greek yogurt, and I was like, oh, this will be a nice like sweet alternative to getting like ice cream or something. And my face broke out so bad in
yogurt.
Yep. And so I was like, I didn't put two and two together. And I was like, well, what, the only thing in my diet that's changed is I've been eating yogurt every single day for like three meals. So then I stopped that last week, and now my face is like starting to clear up again. So I know that dairy is part of it.
Yeah.
What's your 1 month goal, Carly?
I have a couple. I want to deadlift 300 pounds. That's one of my 1 month goals. But I've been doing a lot more cardio than strength training, so I'm not sure how that's gonna go as far as achieving that goal. I want to cut out pop and dairy entirely, which I already have done, so I guess I'm well on my way to that 1 month goal. maintain sobriety and also lose 10 pounds, which I know it's not all about weight, but it's a goal.
Well, yeah, I think if you're going to be deadlifting 300 pounds too, I mean, you're going to expect to see some muscle gain.
Yeah.
So it might be harder to lose that weight.
Yeah.
From that perspective. All right, moving on to 6 months. Of course, I didn't fill it out because I didn't go back into this outline. From when we made it earlier, but I really would like to do a lot more obstacle races this year, and so I thought maybe by the 6 month time, by July, I'll have like one or two Spartan races done, and I will also have done Mud on the Mountain at Seven Springs, so that's coming up.
I think Arsenal takes a team to that.
Mud on the Mountain?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to see. Because I'm going with a ton of people from where I work. So
nice.
And so I think that's... Which stinks, because if you do three Spartans in a year, you get a trifecta, like trophy and a shirt or something. You probably have to buy the shirt, actually. But
there's always a catch.
Yeah. But I would... I'd like to do that, so that's why I want to have one or two done by the 6 month time. But then, like, I wish Mud on the Mountain could also just count towards that, like transferring college credits. Can I transfer that race over to the Spartan? But that's my 6 month.
And mine is for 6 months. Again, it's not all about weight, but I am doing a bikini competition.
Start that over. I turned off my microphone and realized that I can't hear you when I turn off mine.
Oh, okay.
Start over your 6 month again.
So, like Carly said, that weight isn't everything, but I am doing a bikini competition, and weight is a giant part of it. So, in 6 months' time, I would like to set myself a goal of getting down to 140. And then, at that 6 months, I want to really start dialing in my diet and stuff and starting my full competition prep. I was going to start prepping at January 2nd, I think I wanted to start. But being in a competition prep for 40 weeks does not sound fun to me. And I don't want it to be, I don't want to hate it. So I'm going to do something like a 12-week or 16-week prep. So at about 6 months, I think I can really start dialing it in there.
Well, yeah, I think you said if you start now, it's 40 weeks.
Yes.
So it's like that's a huge amount of time. I mean, people can do it and everything, but maybe, I don't know, maybe starting
and for
would
my
be really
first
hard.
Competition, I don't want to hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go into it and be miserable by the end. So
my six-month goals, I want to be able to climb the rope at CrossFit, which is like comical. I feel like that could be a two-year goal because I just am horrified.
You can totally do it.
About climbing the rope.
I have never climbed a rope before in my life before this summer for Spartan training. And
now you're a pro.
Yeah, obviously. Just go right up it.
We'll see about that. I'm still working on getting that like hook grip with your feet thing. I also want to be able to do a 200-pound front squat, which I'm currently at 165, so not too far off on that. I want to maintain sobriety, as with all the other goals, but
I don't think you have an issue with that.
No.
Yeah, me either. I think I'm through the clear on that one, but those are my 6 month goals.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Again, skin in the game. Having this has already changed the way I think a little bit. Like, oh, I can't do that because then we'll talk about it in the podcast.
Right.
You know?
That's how I feel about a lot of stuff. I mean, I always go back in and delete my transformation pics and whatnot, but by putting them out there and putting it out there in blog form, it's another reason to stay accountable.
Yeah.
Because other people know about it.
You know? I think from a mental perspective too, I mean, I am a big advocate of things like talking to a therapist if you need to. Like, I mean, it's an available thing. Most health insurance covers it to some extent. So I think even in my 1 month or 6 month time, is get back into that because my sessions ended with my old therapist, and so I've been like dragging my feet to get a new one, but I did now, so I'm like meeting next week, so I'm like excited about that too. And that's even something I've talked about with the old therapist, was that negative speak at the gym and like trying to be positive. And it's crazy how much that changes your outlook on the whole workout when you speak to yourself positively in your head instead of like, you're garbage, you can't do this push-up. So, like, you can do this push-up. You can do it.
Yeah. When I go into the gym, I literally put my headphones in, and then I don't look at anybody. I don't talk to anybody. When I go with Scott, I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, just do your thing. And it gives me, like, I feel like a boss bitch.
Because
when
you're like,
yeah,
working hard.
And then I'm, like, lifting heavy, and I'm like, yes, I'm awesome.
You're in the zone. Yeah. So then, moving on to 12 months' time, I spoke about I would really like to do the trifecta, Spartan trifecta. I don't know. I don't know if I have, like, a weight goal in mind because I feel like I'm at this weird place. Like, I should stop focusing on my weight number and start focusing on, like my BMI or something. You know, like, if I want to be obsessed about a number, I should maybe change what that number is, you know?
Yeah.
Change how much can I lift, how much this, how much that. Don't worry about my weight so much.
My 12 months time goal. I have here work on my business and making fitness like a job for me. Basically, I need to get out of my current situation. I'm not happy with what I'm doing as a job or like a career. I don't know if you want to call it a career. It's basically a job. So I want to do something. I want to start working towards like doing something I love, and I want to be happy with what I'm doing. So that's my 12 months trying to transition into something else, something more enjoyable.
Get it. What do you want your business to be? Did you say?
Just something in fitness, like training. I don't know what I want to do specifically yet, but I know I want to be into fitness or training or I really want to do athlete training, but like not like coaching at a high school.
Oh,
like that's not my passion, but I would love to do like athlete, like one-on-one or like group athlete training. So something like that.
In 12 months, I want to run a 5K. I'm not a runner. We talked about this in the last one, which I need to start running if I want to be a runner. So that's why it's a 12-month goal. And then I have on there lose 50 pounds, but I know it's not all about weight, but that'd be a nice thing to work towards.
Yeah. I think even running a 5K, like...
Without stopping.
Yeah, you have to get out and start, because it's... This summer, I never used to be a big runner either, and this summer I ran... Like, the one day that I first really realized, like, holy crap, like, I've been running so much that I'm used to it now. Ran, like, 6 miles without stopping. So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, that's awesome.
I can't believe I was able to do that and not die. But right now, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm like, back out of it again. So, this summer, I'll get back into it.
When I lived in Oakland, I was right next to Schenley Park. And that was the closest to being a runner that I was ever... That was just because I had it right next to my apartment, so I could just run over there and run in the park, and it was like super pretty. And now I live in Beachview on the top of a hill next to like the train in Pittsburgh. So it's like there's not really, I mean, yeah, running hills would be great, but it's just the motivation's not there like it was when I lived in Oakland.
Your mom, Jessica Bowser Curlin, is that your mom? She chose to follow our page. On Facebook.
That feels good.
So
those are our daily, weekly,
monthly,
6 monthly,
12 monthly goals. Yeah.
So by us putting them out there, it keeps us accountable.
Now
you know
out there,
they're
and we have
out
to keep
there.
Them.
Yeah.
Or try our best to do something even remotely close. All right. Your mom says, nice hoodie, Sam.
What does that even mean? Probably because she knows that it's chewed on one side.
It's quarter length sleeves.
We're not looking our best.
And
okay.
Covered in fuzz.
That's okay. You can't see the fuzz
on
the live
stream. I just
woke
up.
All right. So, let me go back to the outline here. So, okay, so we've planned out our goals for the next year. How on earth do we plan to keep these goals? So,
do you want me to start?
Yeah, I say, because you wrote this stuff, so I would defer to your expertise.
Okay. So I've been doing like a lot of research and listening to other podcasts, and one thing I have found is like time blocking your day. And I am very horrible at this because, like I said, I roll out of bed and then go to work. I don't even get ready for work anymore, which that's probably another daily goal is to, like, actually look presentable. But I work underground and no one sees me.
Yeah.
So it's hard. But, like, blocking out of your day, like, say you wake up at 4:30. From 4:30 to 5, you're waking up, having your coffee, writing to-do lists. And then from 5 to 5:15, you're packing your lunch. And then I want to be out the door by, like, 5:30. So then from, like, I get to work at 6. From 6 to 2, I'm working. And then give myself some drive time. And then to be in the gym at, like, 4 o'clock from 4 to 6. Like, block out every one of those hours so I know, like, okay, well, I'm just kind of lazing around. I should probably get up and go so I'm at the gym by,
like,
4.
Get moving, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, because if you write it down, then you've got to actively unwrite it, you know, if you're
And then if you're looking at your planner and you're like, oh, I didn't go to the gym today, but I had it written down. Now I feel like garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to do that, too. I put in my planner, like, what I'm doing when I'm doing it. And then if I do it, I put a check mark next to it. So I know, like, going back.
It's positive affirmation.
Yeah. Because with mine... Like, when I wake up at 4:45 to go to spinning at 5:30. So, spinning's 5:30 to 6:30. I get back to my house at, like, 6:45. I shower, throw my hair in a top knot, don't get ready, no makeup, get dressed, go to work from 8 to 5. And then, if I'm feeling like up to it, I'll go to CrossFit, come home, eat dinner, and get shower and go to bed. So, it's like my whole day is taken up.
Yeah. I should probably start something like that. I don't do that right now at all. So it's easy to just, I'm going to go home tonight. And sometimes myself, it's like, okay, if I'm going to skip the gym, I need to clean up my apartment, you know?
Yeah.
So I think in a way I'm okay personally with doing that, but then I have to clean up my apartment or I'll feel bad about it. Like,
yeah,
as long as I'm productive, I'll be happy with it.
Yeah, if I don't have a plan, I will watch 5 episodes of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
And then go to sleep. So I have to have a plan.
I can't turn on Netflix. I have to play music when I get home. If I'm going to do something with my life, like after I get home from work.
Yeah.
Because if I turn on Netflix, it's game over. Mm-hmm. I'll do a little bit, but maybe then I'm, it's really hard to fold those 4 towels. I'm going to watch a whole episode of Bob's Burgers to make up for all that work.
Well, the same thing with writing down, like blocking your day down. I mentioned this in the last podcast, but I always write down, like, for breakfast, I had black coffee with 1 protein pancake with syrup. And then, like, for lunch, I had chicken with veggies with brown rice, and I drank water. So, like, I know every single thing that I ate that day. Like, I snacked on almonds. I ate this for dinner. So,
yeah,
just so it's there so I can see it.
Do you like... How do you reward yourself? Do you reward yourself with good food if you've eaten, or with, you know, bad food after you've eaten all that good food?
So I'm doing the Whole Life Challenge right now through Mecca Fitness. And if you log, I think it's 3 days, a perfect score for your food, you receive an indulgence point. So then you can use that indulgence point to eat something that you're not allowed to have. So okay. Like instead of, because you're not allowed to have pizza at all, because obviously you can't have bread, you can't have cheese, and you can't have pepperoni. So if you have a slice of pizza, that's 1 indulgence point. It's not 3.
Yeah.
So like one thing you're not allowed to have. So like creamer in my coffee is an indulgence point that I could use.
So okay, so if you got 3 indulgence points, you could then have a slice of pizza because it's cheese, pepperoni, bread?
No.
Or 1 indulgence point
is one slice of pizza.
I see. Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, but that's a way. I mean, obviously not everyone is doing that challenge, but say you guys stick to your diet for 3 days in a row, you can be like, oh, I can have one thing that I can't normally have, like one thing, not an entire bag of Cheetos or
an entire
Little Caesars pizza. Like just to have those like rewards in place, it makes it easier to stay healthy, and then it makes those things taste so much better when you actually get the opportunity to eat them.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I reward myself
with Katie's candy.
Yeah, if I'm good a whole week, sometimes on a Friday, it's like, it's a Friday, I'm allowed to have Katie's candy today. But at the same time, then I try to not get a ton of, you know, like a huge bag of candy. I just try to get like a scoop or two or something.
What is Katie's candy?
Katie's candy is a candy company in Pittsburgh.
Oh, so I should just not try it because it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's like good old fashioned, like you go and you like scoop candy into a bag. And there's one in the bottom of the Highmark building where I work.
So easy access. So,
yeah. I used to keep that place in business, like when I first started working there, but now I don't go that often. But
every
the other
time
day, it wasn't a Friday and I did go to Katie's Candy.
Every time I meet Tanner for lunch, when we're done eating, he wants to go down to Katie's Candy.
Yeah, go for a little jaunt through Katie's
He'll
Candy.
He'll get me a peppermint patty.
How sweet. So for me, for reward systems, I've recently realized that I have like a binging problem with like eating. Like I can't just have like one indulgence point. Like
yeah.
The whole weekend will be ruined. My whole week will be ruined. So like I decided to set a goal for like when I lose 30 pounds for this prep that I'm going to buy myself some really nice extensions. Pretty fancy.
I like it.
But that's something that's not food related, because I know that if I set a food related goal, that I'm just gonna, my diet is gonna just be
mess
blown.
It up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We worked with a lady at work, and she, when she hit her milestone, she used to go to this burger joint all the time. And so her thing was not allowed to have it ever except when I hit these milestones. So it was a food reward.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked for her, because then she hit 25 pounds. She went and had like the most unhealthy meal, this like big burger, and then hit 50 pounds and went and did the same thing.
Yeah.
And like, so, you know, I think. I don't know, because I probably can't use food as a reward, because the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll just have 1 indulgence point pizza, and then it turns into 3, and it turns into half a pizza, and like, so, my big thing lately, too, is I'm trying to like, eat good during the week, but I can do whatever I want on the weekends, mm-hmm. which is kind of not good, I'm realizing, because I...
Because then come Monday, you're like, well...
Really terrible all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even try to be healthy on the weekends, so...
And you probably don't feel that great either.
No, that's probably something I have to change. So like Sam and I went to a gas station and got fried food the other night.
Oh my god, it's such a bad idea.
I've been paying for it all weekend. I realized like I don't really eat fried food anymore, which I don't really think about until I've just ate an entire box of like jalapeno poppers and I'm like dying all day. I was like, God, I feel like garbage because I ate all that fried food. Okay, what's this? You do this part, Sam, because I don't know.
Okay. So the next thing is I have for how to achieve your goals is to find like-minded people. And then I have dropped the dead weight. If you have people around you that don't support what you do or don't, maybe not necessarily don't understand what you do, but basically, like Carly, she doesn't drink. If you're going to ask her to drink every time you want to hang out with her, then maybe it's not the best, like, people to be around.
Yeah, definitely. I can speak on that. But, like, my friends are super supportive. Like, just yesterday I went and hung out with two of my best friends from college. And I was like, if you guys want to stop at a bar, like, we can go shoot pool. Like, you can drink. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, they're drinking around me. What am I going to do? Like, it's been long enough that I can say no to alcohol. But, yeah, the people that say, like, oh, are you off the wagon? Like, are you drinking again? Like, when are you going to cave? Like, those people are not there for you at all. It's just, and it takes a while to understand that like, yeah, people you've been friends with your whole life might not be your friend anymore. Like, it's, you just have to, it's part of life. So, and but like, yeah, like, you guys are super supportive. Everyone's super supportive.
Yeah, it's nice to have, like, you guys, like, we have a group message for this Broken to Barbell. But we literally talk about everything.
Everything,
and, like,
yeah,
every time we go to the gym, we're like, oh, we're in the gym. What are you doing today? Legs. I did spinning today.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, and it's, like, really nice because, I mean, if I didn't have that, I'd probably just, like, lay on the couch and be like, oh, well.
Right.
I don't have to go to the gym today, like Tanner said.
Yeah. I think, let me think about what I want to say here. But yeah, finding that like-minded group, like in that, an hour group message is like kind of helpful because it's like, oh, they're both going to the gym and I was planning not to. Mm-hmm. It feels like just drag yourself over there, get on a treadmill and start walking, you know, like, and then you start to feel like, okay, what else can I do while I'm here? Like,
yeah,
that
and you
me.
Feel so much better when you go to the gym or like when you do something.
Yeah.
Like, we just have to keep like reiterating that because like I could lay around like all day today, you guys are coming over, and I could just not do anything the rest of the day, but like now I'm all pumped up and I'm like, oh, I'm sore as all get out, but like I'm gonna go do something at least.
Yeah,
well, go ahead.
Today's the day too where like I might change, like I don't normally work out on weekends. And saying that, I do play volleyball on the weekends and dodgeball. So, like,
you do something.
Yeah, Sundays I don't really work out, but I have like an hour of dodgeball and an hour of volleyball. And if we have a doubleheader, you know, potentially 3 hours of something or four hours of something. So, that's.
Well, even just with our group message, like, I use that to stay accountable with you guys. And then also Snapchat. I'm sure I annoy everyone with my post and pre-gym Snapchats, but it keeps me accountable. So, like, I'm sorry if I annoy you with my Snapchats, but, like, by snapping you, like, oh, I'm going to the gym, or, oh, I just got done in the gym, like, this is me sweating my ass off. It's like, okay, I did it.
Yeah.
Know? Like, you don't really have to flaunt it, but it makes you feel better when you're dying. You can't walk. So.
It's like, hey, at least I did it, right?
Yeah.
So, we, like, make goals for ourselves for an entire year. So, next January, essentially, or at least maybe by December, we'll be like, hey, did we actually do those?
Yeah.
So like that kind of is overwhelming. So like how do we not get overwhelmed and like fall off the wagon? How do we
this fixed mindset versus growth mindset, I mentioned it in the last one. It's actually a topic we're covering in our mentoring group, and we're trying to teach these ninth graders that you have to have a growth mindset if you want to achieve what you're trying to achieve. So in our instances, so basically what a fixed mindset is someone that feels like their intelligence or talent is a fixed trait. So it's like something you're born with, like there's no way – for you to, like, I don't know, overcome your...
To change yourself.
Yeah.
So you need to know that you can change yourself?
Yeah. But a growth mindset is, like, you're more... Like, you're willing to change, like, even if you're struggling with something and it's difficult at the time, like, you'll be able to overcome it. So, like, with our goals, like, obviously, it's not going to come without work. So, you have to have the right strategy. You have to have the right attitude going into it.
I think, yeah, we have that big goal, but that big goal is only met, too, if we focus on the small goals,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You really, like, you're not going to lose your 50-pound goal in one day or mm-hmm. 1 week or mm-hmm. 1 month, you know, like, so, okay, like, I did good this month. I lost 3 pounds, you know,
yeah.
Like, that's, like, something you gotta, like, change your brain to think about.
And, yeah, and when you do hit that plateau, which happens in every form of fitness, happens to everyone, you have to be able to power through it and just switch up your workouts, do something different, switch up your diet, cut something out. Like, it's... You have to be able to change that without getting defeated and going to Chick-fil-A and eating chicken nuggets and waffle fries with pop. So,
and I mean, even then, like, we all have a crappy day. Like, one day of Chick-fil-A is not going to kill you, but then you also have to keep in mind, like, write in your journal or whatever.
Yeah.
I had Chick-fil-A this day,
yeah.
So maybe I should avoid it again for at least another week, if not longer, you know?
So let's touch on Jess's questions on...
Oh, yeah, let's find her.
On our...
So...
Our post.
Where was that your post, Carly, that Jess...
No, it was
in
the
Broken
It was
the barbell.
Broken the Barbell?
I think it was the group, though, not the page.
Oh.
Oh, the group. Okay. Yeah. So
do you want me to pull it up on my phone?
Here, let me find my groups.
That one right there with the shoe?
Ah, okay.
That was the only icon it had. There was no weight.
All right, so a friend of ours from high school, Jessica, asked two questions. So the first one is, once you start working out, what do you use to keep you in the mindset to work out and not think about quitting for the day or doing something different? And she gave examples like music or strict routines or a certain time limit. I don't know, because I can be sometimes bad at this. I will go to the gym, and I'll get to that point. It's like, I've done enough, and I'll leave.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that point, I mean, for me, I tend to notice without really noticing. I've been there for an hour, so it's time to go, you know?
Well, and I don't just go to the gym and lift like you guys do. So, for me, I go to things like CrossFit and spinning that are an hour long. So, I know I'm getting that hour in because I can't just up and leave whenever I don't like something in the workout. And you obviously can't get up and leave in the middle of spinning because what good would that do? So... I don't know how many options are available to people up here for group classes.
Like,
I know
2 hours away from Pittsburgh.
There's a girl that goes to the Crawford Center in Emlenton. I want to say every Saturday morning and does it.
Yes, there is like there's a few
does
like,
a group
classes around in
which,
the area.
Which Jess, I can get that information from someone and get that over to you. But I know she goes to the Crawford Center. I think it's like $5 for her class, and she does group fitness. So that's one option you have. In this area, I think
that like-minded people think too. Like with Spartan Training, it's the same. I can't just like, oh, I'm done. I'm gonna leave now and leave the whole group. So it's nice to have those people that keep you accountable. Even you know they wouldn't care if I left early, but it's the thing. I can't leave early. You know,
you don't want to let them down.
And then, you know, you've got the. I mean, group workouts I think definitely work for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But if you're not in a group, maybe. Even if you're just walking on the treadmill or something, set a time limit and try your hardest to not cheat yourself, you know, like I'm in the gym, just keep working out, just keep doing stuff till you hit that hour, you know, listen. I mean, I definitely listen to music while I'm at the gym
because
without it, I am so bored.
When I go into the gym, like I have to have a program already written out for me to do.
Yeah,
like I'm going to do squats first, then I'm going to do leg press, then I'm going to do walking lunges and stuff like that. And if I don't have it written down before I go in, like I just kind of mill around and then I don't get as good of a workout as I need to. And then two, I skip stuff.
Yeah.
So like I have to have it written out before I go in.
Well, I mean, even me, if I write it out, I am guilty of skipping stuff too. Cause like I do a volleyball 1-on-1 training that I found on bodybuilding.com
mm-hmm.
and my biggest thing is, there's like three core exercises in a row. So I'll do like one.
So, like, maybe that's something I need to do. Just take your time, but do all three, you know?
So,
do you think that's going to pick up? Like, should we?
I don't hear it.
Okay.
I think we're fine.
So,
these microphones are...
Mallory's listening right now, and she just texted me and said that there's spin classes in Brookville, which that might be too far from West Freedom, but also the Y in Clarion has group classes 6 days a week. Yeah. So,
well, even if you don't want to spend money, you know, find a friend. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, and it might be hard, and you guys might want to try to cheat on each other almost, you know, like, oh, I can't make it. Like, try to reschedule, try to... Even if you're going to stand on treadmills next to each other at your own house,
yes.
You know, or switch off every 5 minutes
yeah.
or something,
well,
do it.
That Couch to 5K app is a great app
to start
running.
I've heard about it.
Essentially, it's like you're running for a minute, and then you walk for 30, and then you run for a minute 30, and then walk for 20 or something. I don't know the exact regimen that they do, but it helps you, and... that it's for like an hour or something, or until you run a 5K.
Yeah.
So that would keep you accountable, and you can't quit in the middle of it.
Yeah, I think friends are helpful. For me,
getting out and walking.
Skin in the game, yeah. And right now it sucks too because of all the snow. But once it's nice out again.
Yeah, here in Pennsylvania, it's cold.
Yeah.
We've been lucky.
For those listening in Australia, we know you're out
that
there.
That one person from Great Britain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mal can hear that noise.
That's because she's on the phone. She's not in the microphone.
Hopefully it doesn't pick up.
So, Jessica's second question was, what are some of the most important pieces of advice you would give to a beginner or someone who struggles to do these certain issues, like a time frame, like routine or exercise, like mental health advice? I mean, for me, mental health advice, I'm a huge supporter of seeing a therapist, especially if your insurance covers it, if you're able to have insurance and have that.
Talking to somebody is going
see what you can do because it's I don't know there's a negative stigma around it, and just like we're here lifting barbells to get healthier, you know, you've got to work out your mind too. And I think
exactly.
The only way to do that, just like you might be getting professional help for the gym, maybe you should be getting professional help for your mind too.
And there's no shame in going to see a therapist. Like, I've gone to see a therapist numerous times. They actually suggested that I start going when I was like 13. So a lot of people do it. Famous people do it. Your neighbor does it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nice to talk to someone that has literally no personal impact on your life. So if you ever feel the need that you need to see a therapist, just do it. Most healthcare providers and insurance carriers cover it. So
And they're completely objective too, you know, like, they don't know you personally.
Yeah.
They just know what you tell them. And
which you have to find the right one, because I did have a therapist one time who was like, oh, my sons know you. Like, I'm like, what?
Nope.
Like, I better find a new one.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
Bye.
So.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any shame just, you know, like interviewing your doctor, interview your therapist. You know, I think this could be a good fit, or maybe it's not. You know, there's no shame. You don't owe them anything. You have to do what's right for you.
Yeah. And it's literally their job to listen to you. So
I have, like, for the past month, because it's almost February now, so it's been about a month since I've like tried to start like a new path, like fitness journey. Yes. And I have been struggling because I've been maintaining the same weight. Like, I have been going to the gym, I've been eating better, not as good as I should be, but like I have just maintained. Like, I haven't gained anything, I haven't lost anything. It's been straight like a plateau. So like, I just have to keep reminding myself that it takes time. I'm not going to lose it as fast as I did before, and so like, it's just like struggle mentally, like it's sort of knocking me down, but I just have to keep reminding myself like progress takes time.
I'm probably in a weird boat too, being a guy versus being a girl, because I know it's a lot harder for women to lose weight than it is for men, but even then I've been about the same since the end of the summer, maybe, when Spartan training ended. So like, the holidays definitely didn't help, but luckily I was able to maintain through the holidays. And now, getting back into it, things like the Cupid's Undie Run, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get ready. I think set yourself a time frame, and even if you're doing the minimum, like walking on the treadmill, or, you know, just hit that time frame, you know, just try your best to go for it.
I keep forgetting that we're on like a live feed, and I was like trying to burp away from the like microphone and they can see me.
Well, they
well, it looks like Anna just joined. So hey, Anna.
Anna Carr joined. Yeah. Do we have any other questions from anyone? I don't think anybody asked me any questions.
No, no one wanted to be.
No one.
Mal gave featured. Me her input on here. Yeah. Thank you, Mal. I appreciate it.
I think I'd asked some people and saw, you know, maybe they had ideas, but. So we have 5 viewers, but 203 people saw that we were doing this.
And they just scrolled right past. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
That's okay. I mean,
I was going to check my phone, but it's the live recording, so.
So, yeah, this was our first official episode. I mean, that last one was an intro.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get our goals out there for everyone. I mean, my close friends know what my goals are, so.
Yeah.
For the rest of the world to see, it's nice to have.
You've got that skin in the game now. Yeah. Now you yeah. know that
like,
people
okay,
are listening.
You got to start practicing that rope climb because it's not coming on its own.
If anyone has any future episode ideas, please let us know because we make outlines all the time and we are trying to build our future episodes. We're thinking for our second episode to talk about our relationships and how our relationships affect our fitness and our diets and our mental health. So, we're focusing episode 2 is going to be about relationships and episode 3 I don't even know if we really have anything
yeah
yet.
Who knows yeah.
I've been
it's up in the air
I've Which, been asked about nutrition for an episode topic
yeah,
so maybe
that's been a lot
the
of
food
yeah
we eat will be something we talk about next.
Also, we're going to try to do we're going to record every the last Sunday of every month, so that'll give you a better idea on
when our next
on when
out.
It'll be coming out
yeah.
So we want to do this monthly, like obviously we're not all in the same place and we want to record at the same place for sound quality.
Yeah, I think a monthly for us to check in is good, especially when we have that month goal. And maybe we should look into for those who watch the page and stuff every 2 weeks blog or something like that to,
yeah, I
hey
think,
this is where we this is what we talked about in the goals episode yeah. and this is where we're at so
yeah so look for a blog here coming out yeah. around Valentine's Day
yeah
on relationships which would be
Day.
Perfect
timing.
Yeah, so maybe we could talk a little bit about where our goals are at in relationship stuff so
yeah definitely
for Valentine's Day post,
which makes sense, we didn't even plan that.
No.
So, yeah, if any of you have any questions, you can use the contact form on the website, brokentobarbell.com. You can post them in the group, post them on the page, post them in an Instagram comment,
yeah.
tweet Twitter. Them at us.
For, them. Is, for
text
people
us.
Who know us personally, text us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug our personal pages, too?
Yeah. So, my personal page, Tanner Rose on Facebook, and then my Instagram page is Tanner B. Rose. At Tanner B. Rose.
I'm Carly Kaufman on Facebook. You can see that on there. Carly Kauf on social media, both Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Samantha Lutz on Facebook, and I have a fitness account. It's Sam Lutz Fit, and then I have a personal account that is, let me bring it up, Samantha Lutz 5 on Instagram.
Woo. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody, for listening to our very first podcast.
And all 4 of you that tuned into our live.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks. It's nerve-wracking going live on Facebook.
I like doing the live thing, especially if people are going to ask questions mid
yeah.
thing. I think
Shout
that's
out,
fun.
Mal.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right, bye,
thank
guys.
Thank you for listening.